under the European Centres, there have been 550 risk-reducing mastectomies in the publication from last year, with an age range of 20 to 60 years. 236 were contralateral, so just over 300 were bilateral risk-reducing mastectomies. And you can see quite a large number of simple mastectomies here, but in fact the vast majority of the Manchester cohort, over 90%, were skin-sparing mastectomies, the sort of mastectomies you saw Andy discuss yesterday. And in over 3,000 years of follow-up in this cohort, we would have expected 34.4 cancers using CASH data and using BCLC risk data, and we have actually observed no cancers after the time of surgery. But 2.8% of women actually had either DCIS or a breast cancer diagnosed at the time of their mastectomy. Obviously, you can't prevent those cancers, but you may have prevented some of the DCISs becoming malignant. The only problems we've had so far in this cohort are ipsilateral breast cancer recurrences, so no actual cancers in the targeted breast. In Manchester,